We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Pony out today. He's playing dad daycare, surprise dad daycare. I've been there. Donnie will be there someday. Intern Jack will be there someday too, although he's like 10 years old, so he's got a ways to go. But Pony should be back in the saddle tomorrow and ready to roll. I saw this story yesterday. I did not have a chance to include it in today's rundown. Hold on as I text, as I say thank you to our tech guy because he seemed to fix this. I saw this yesterday, and I did not include it yesterday in the show, but I thought today would probably be a good day for it. I was haunting the YouTube comments this morning listening to Crowley. I heard him going over it, and it was this story. So ESPN is starting to really ramp up all their football content, not that it ever really goes away, because football is a 365-day-a-year sport, and ESPN has a major hand in making it that way. All good. They did this. They ranked across the NFL, and I do feel like because the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in so long that now we are reduced to sometimes doing, and I've blamed people for this with the Myles Garrett, TJ Watt individual battle. Like back in the day, you used to get up in your ivory Steelers tower and say, oh yeah, that's fine. You think your wide receiver's better than ours, or you think this guy's better than our counterpart. We keep winning titles. Is Brian Hoyer better than Ben Roethlisberger? Oops, don't think so. Is Derek Anderson better than Ben Roethlisberger? Maybe for 1 year he was kind of close, but no. And so on and so forth. And like getting mad sometimes about these things on social media, I'm not saying people are walking around going, did you hear? Did you hear how ESPN ranked their roster? But like getting mad on social media about this stuff has become a bit of a pastime. So I heard Crowley going on and on about it and kind of breaking it all down and going piece by piece with Callis, who was busy researching the 1927 Yankees when he should have been paying attention. And I thought to myself, I don't think ESPN got this wrong. Like this felt like sort of a necessary commentary on where the Steelers are at. That's at least how I looked at it. Because if you're jammed up that they rank the Steelers the 19th best roster in the league, basically bottom third or close to it, bottom third adjacent, I think that you're really just pointing out the nature of things and pointing out sort of where they rank or how they have adjusted or not adjusted, the Steelers, that is, of course, versus the way the NFL has adjusted or shifted around them. Because when you rank an NFL roster, you rank it understanding that the quarterback position is of outsized weight and importance above all the rest. That should just go without saying. That's why I found PFF ranking Garrett number one among all players in the NFL so silly. He plays a very important position. He is not better than Burrow, Jackson, Mahomes, Allen. You can probably make a case for Stafford, even at his age, to still be way up there. You know that the quarterback position, if you're doing one of these rankings like ESPN did, you know that that like carries a massive amount of weight. How many times have we said in the Mahomes era, the Chiefs don't have the best roster. They just have Houdini wrapped up with, like, NFL Jesus under center, and it just papers over so many issues. They beat the Niners, what, twice in Super Bowls. Both times, top to bottom, the Niners probably had better rosters. They beat the Eagles in a Super Bowl. Probably Philly had the better roster. They finally got smoked by Philly, and they got smoked by Tampa in situations where they were so compromised coming in, Mahomes just couldn't keep doing what he was doing. But then I like looked at the list and I don't know, it makes sense to me. Baltimore best roster according to ESPN. I'd quibble with that because they have Philly at number two. I'd flip-flop them. I would. Now, they probably got the bump because Jackson is better than Hurts, but Philly's roster top to bottom is as stacked as it gets. Howie Roseman's the best doing this, and there's a reason that they are in contention every single year now. It's because of him. Detroit 3, no issue there. Buffalo 4, same deal. KC 5, that sounds about right. They've still got arguably the best in the game, although he's got real competition. But their roster, sometimes you look at it and you say, there's little holes I could poke. Here's one that should surprise and possibly worry you. Denver at...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Nix. Bo Nix ain't the dudes that are in front of him at quarterback, but Bo Nix is better than I thought he would be, and that roster is good. Capital G good to very good, even, around him. Problem. If you're scoring at home, four of the first six teams on this are AFC teams. Washington, seven. They have Daniels. The Rams are eight. They have Stafford. The Bengals are nine. Joe Scheisty, where are you, Don? Joey Burr, your buddy. The Niners are 10th, even with their roster going through a little bit of a transition period. I think Purdy's still good, and they still have Nick Bosa. They still have other dudes. Minnesota's 11th. Dudes. Got players. Tampa. That is a very good roster. I think Tampa might actually be undersold. Houston, Green Bay. Chicago, I thought was a little odd. The Chargers have a good roster. They just have to get out of their own way. I think Arizona, Dallas, Steelers, 17, 18, 19. Go any way about it that you want. Point is, like, I think this is just putting on display where the Steelers are deficient. They have 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. You know, if you take a standardized test or something, or if you take a test where the essay portion is weighted 75% or 65% and everything else is weighted 35%, if you ace the essay portion and are okay at the rest, you're probably going to get a better grade than the guy who gets an A- at the rest and has a C or a C- at the essay portion. That's what it is with the Steelers. Oh, wow, you think Cincy's weaker because Shamar Stewart won't show up, Trey Hendrickson won't show up, and they've got major problems on defense? They've got Joe Burrow. In today's NFL, I would rather try to win games 41-38 than I would 17-14, period. Oh, you think the Ravens are not as complete? They maybe don't have a great offensive line. Jackson, Lamar, done. Like, this is a reflection, I think, what ESPN came up with here, of two things for the Steelers. How they've chosen to build this team, which is sort of the more minor detail. And I think it's really, if you're going to, Larry and Lawrenceville, cover your ears, pal. Okay, here comes some real negativity. It really shows how, since Roethlisberger retired, they have absolutely bungled the quarterback position. If they had just for argument's sake, taken Brock Purdy, and he had essentially proven himself to be the same kind of player he is with the Niners. So definitely a top 12-ish quarterback, I would say, in the league is where Purdy sits. Steelers would probably be five or six spots higher in this. They'd probably be around where Minnesota or San Francisco is, because you'd feel pretty good about their quarterback, and then you'd like a lot of other pieces. They bungled quarterback, and they have built more on defense than anybody else in the league for a pretty good long while now. How do you come up with anything other than that? They have now a quarterback who's coming off a five-win season, about whom there are real questions as far as how much is left in the tank. They just traded Minka. They traded George Pickens. Yeah, they sort of zeroed out both of those and then some, with those two are out. In is DK Metcalf. In is Jalen Ramsey. In is Jonnu Smith. They've got questions at tackle, both tackles. They're thin, I think, on the defensive line after Hayward in terms of proven commodities. I don't love their corners up that aren't named Jalen Ramsey. Darius Slay is 34. Joey Porter Jr. needs to have a bounce back third year. Juan Thornhill stunk last year. Deshaun Elliott's good. I like him. But like, they're not in the class or the caliber of pretty much any of the five teams at the very top. If you start looking around at Denver's roster, you see that they've got a lot to like. It just feels like an accurate thing. And it feels like a reflection of, hey, we chose to build on defense. Please pay no attention to the fact that that defense gets run over late in seasons. And hey, we still haven't figured out quarterback. Get back to us when we do.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.